My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finley was all like 50 yards away. We'd be like, "Hey, what's up, JP?" He's battering away on his blogging.
Now, was
away
that anyway? Was that an hour show or a half hour?
I believe it was a half hour show,
which was beautiful because with commercials it's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
can we whittle this one down to about 20 minutes?
I would love to.
It came up on my Facebook memories like it was the 10-year anniversary of us doing that show or something. We looked so much younger than we look right now. It just is what
it
is.
We're almost 55.
I had dark hair.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, we're like AARP age demo, JP.
I started worrying because
Think about this. You are 5 years away from legally being able to tap into to your retirement. Five.
Yeah.
Well, 59
it's
and a half.
It's actually, if you can.
All right,
five and a half-ish, but yeah,
I'm with
you on that.
Hey, I'm
and
still
then,
53.
And then Cousins marched him again?
Well, the Eagles watch the whole game. Let me tell you the key play. Yeah. Much like the Commanders benefited from the Malik Nabers drop.
Saquon.
The Eagles move the ball into the red zone. They don't necessarily need to score a touchdown, but they need a first down. If they get a first down.
But they're
down,
just going to drain clock, too.
The clock. Yeah. Is going to be done.
Game's over.
Atlanta's going to not get the ball. Third and two, they run a little rollout screen to Saquon Barkley in his hands, and he just drops it.
Boots it.
And then you see a stat that he's had more drops than anybody in the last couple of seasons. He's such a great player, but he has the drop, and then they settle for the field goal. They're up by 6 points. Kirk gets the ball back. They play a soft defense.
Yeah.
They didn't bring anybody. They just pass rush with the four guys. Kirk talked about it after the game that they were just giving them yards, and so they're able to get chunk yards. And then when they finally tightened it up, Cakes' boy Drake London got in the back of the end zone.
Sirianni probably salty that a guy with a half-used Achilles in Kirk Cousins is able to march the team all the way down the field to get the winning score. That's
did
a bad home loss.
Did he eliminate the concerns that people had after week one?
Well, it was a different offensive approach.
Pistol, yeah.
I mean, he's actually come out and said he's not 100%. He said that a few days ago. So,
right.
I mean, it's just something that's just
to
monitor.
That's just a horrible way to lose when you're up. You know, it's Monday night at home. It's 21-15. You know, you've got less than minute 45, something like that.
Yep.
And you just let Kirk Cousins and Mooney and Bijan and London and Pitts go right down the field.
Hey, EB, you should be celebrating the Commanders. Only NFC East team with the dub this week.
That's crazy.
That's
They're
right.
The only ones with the dub.
Tied for first place.
You love that.
Tied for first. There you go. First place 2 weeks in. We're going to have Jonathan Allen on the show later in the day.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
We got a packed show. Zach Leonce is going to stop by.
All right.
President of Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Yep.
We've got the Mystics coach. I believe, could double check, I believe they're going to make the playoffs.
As of right now,
hold on.
The 8th seed.
Chicago Sky. They have identical records. Now, they have the tiebreaker with Chicago Sky, but I believe there's 2 games left.
Right.
They play the Fever.
I'm saying right now.
Right now. Yeah. If the playoffs started today,
right.
Correct. Yes. But there's still 2 games left.
Got the Caps head coach, Spencer Carberry. You love him because he's bald and
we can
charge.
Have a bald off because I heard no hat edict. So I was like, well, I can't come on the set looking patchy and gross. So or that gross. So I shaved my head, shaved the Holpe neck beard. So I think I'm looking decent.
You're looking good.
I'll go with decent.
Till you sit next to Carberry, who's way more handsome than you.
He's dreamy and he's really in good shape.
Right. And then we've got our boy Will Dawkins. So we're packed today.
Good. Pack show.
My kind of
bunch of luminaries.
Right.
Jason loves it, but there's 19 guests on the show. So this is in his wheelhouse.
I thought we were doing makeup, though.
This is not my wheelhouse.
This is not your comfort zone.
How come we didn't get makeup? I'm with EB. You want to look better if you're on TV, especially in the 4K and 8K.
But I don't like makeup.
We're on TV every day, and you don't ask for makeup.
Yeah, but we don't have lighting in here. This is elite lighting. This is everything about this is elite.
That is true.
Except us. Except for the
we're the non-elite portion of this studio.
And actually, our radio studios, as far as radio stations go, are awesome.
They're very nice.
But it's not like a television
They're not
studio.
This, though.
Yeah.
They're not like this space-aged in advance.
Yeah, it's
These
really
are
cool.
nice.
Really cool.
Feel
but
spoiled.
I don't like makeup because I feel gross. And I just, for some reason, it bothers me.
You know, I don't love it, but we've done it in the past. When we would do that show, which Cakes doesn't remember, we would go and they would...
No, every
Put
time I do a crop
on.
Commercial, I sit in that chair for 20 minutes, and you're caked in it.
You it's can't even awful. Smile. You can't even smile.
I hate it. I'd much rather be ugly.
I'm actually looking at you on the monitor, Evie. I didn't know you had freckles. Like, it is.
Are the freckles
serious?
Popping?
I'm not sure it's freckles or moles or probably an early skin cancer.
Age spots.
I get a lot of age spots, Case. Yeah. That one right there.
I've got one big one. Like it's like right here.
Yeah.
I can't quite figure out where it is.
Remember,
like right
the four
here.
Shots are great. And you pull the camera back.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, yeah, we're better with that. I don't need close-ups.
Right.
We're good.
Right. Well, it was an awesome drive-in. Didn't have any issues.
Drive-in was smooth.
Perfect directions. Yep. Had somebody outside greeting us. Cakes, I'm telling you, the Odyssey people need to take notice.
They do. They need to come here and have a seminar.
They told you.
No, the directions were great. Yesterday, I guess there was an overturned tractor trailer on the Beltway.
Okay.
Did you hear about that?
I heard about that.
Luckily, it didn't affect me.
Oh, my God. Oh, and they are... So, where the Beltway and Georgetown Pike kind of intersect.
Right. You mean hell?
Yeah. The overpass. Okay. You know the overpass?
Yeah, sure.
They're destroying the overpass. They're taking the overpass down.
Okay.
So I don't know what the deal is with traffic or when they're closing down the Beltway, but it's going to be a nightmare over there if you travel the Beltway from Northern Virginia into Maryland because they're destroying the overpass.
Luckily, I don't take that route. So I'm just going to let them destroy. Let them take the TNT plunger, blow it up.
But the traffic over there is a nightmare anyway.
Yeah, already.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to pummel the overpass? Yeah. How long is that going to take to rebuild?
Well, you know.
A decade.
I live.
Well, maybe they've already started to rebuild the other part. They're taking down the old part.
I live off Connecticut Avenue, off Beach Drive, kind of near the Mormon Temple.
Why don't you get everybody your exact address?
I'm not going to get my exact address, but I live very close to the Mormon Temple. And actually, where my home is, you can, if you listen... You know, you get used to it, but you could hear the Beltway. You can hear the Beltway, because it's not that far from my
it's
house.
It's kind of what's in Cakes' ears all
right,
the time,
it's like
just ringing.
Yeah, it's white noise.
I have my hearing appointment this week. Hold on, I think it's Friday.
Right.
We'll have an update on Monday.
But last week...
Might be walking in with a hearing aid.
Last week, I was actually on the toilet, shocker, and I heard a massive... I thought it was Armageddon. I thought it was a nuclear war. And what it was a tractor trailer overturning and slamming down right out on Connecticut Avenue.
So you heard
that. On Connecticut Avenue, right on the Beltway.
Yeah,
not yesterday. Like this was last week.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a thundering sound.
I'm sure it was.
I mean,
Oh, what happened again?
I remember we had the earthquake, 15 years or so ago.
Sure.
Kind of got those vibes, like something's going on here.
Crazy.
Be careful. I heard there's more accidents this morning. Always is.
Of course.
On the ride in.
Did you wear your caps ring in today?
I've been wearing my caps
ring. That's a nice little touch.
I'm a team player here, buddy.
You're a Stanley Cup champion.
I am a Stanley.
You should wear that around.
I'm also a World Series champion.
Yes, you should.
I don't know about you, but...
You could have.
I'm just wondering when I'm going to sell those. Now, we're not going to get full value.
Can you stop being so white trash and not sell your valuables?
You kind of get desperate.
I think you went for desperation.
Because I'm never going to wear them.
Is different than most people.
Those things are in a box in my office in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like 10 people have seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of having them? I'm not going to sell them.
You want to sell everything.
I do. Because eventually you're going to really need the money.
So it's probably going to be that point.
This guy.
I'm thinking about selling him.
I'd love to see his savings account. I might fall over out of this chair and hit my head.
Likely. I'm getting thrown off because we have a monitor of Mike Marr just sitting
Mike
there
Marr's,
in his white shirt.
He's very fidgety.
I don't know what's going on. Why is there a camera on Mike?
Yeah, I mean, Mike is the star. Mike Marr.
He's just playing with his charger.
Got to hog the camera time on the monitor.
Are we on the radio?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Could someone tell us?
I'm getting tweets.
We're not.
Yeah. As of a little while ago, we were not.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now they say we are.
We're up on the bird now. Okay, so that's good.
You know, I thought I looked puffy until I saw Mike.
Hey, he had a rough weekend in Tampa. Okay, he's just trying to recover.
Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
it was. But give him a little slack.
Is Valdez here? I've seen Drab. Or is he
Drab right there?
Wait, is Valdez back at the studio?
He's upstairs.
Oh, he's upstairs. Oh,
Drabby.
Okay.
Oh, we got a break.
Yeah, all right, okay. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Zach Leonsis is going to join us in studio. He's going to tell us about this glimmering new studio here in downtown D.C. It's very impressive. Eric Thibault, Washington Mystics head coach, joins the show at 7:45. Our guy Carbs, head coach of the Caps, at 8:20. Jonathan Allen from the Commanders coming up at 9. And Will Dawkins, the Wizards general manager, joins the show coming up at 9:40. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.